We're going to get right into the homily. But before we do, I'll share this story with you. You may have heard it before, but today is the only day that I can tell it again. So, here goes. Last Sunday was Gaudete Sunday. We lit the pink candle on the Advent wreath, and we wore pink vestments. After Mass, I asked the little girl, why we light the pink candle and wear pink vestments today? She answered, well, maybe because Mary and Joseph wanted a girl. We can roll that out once a year. I've got one more silly story, and then we'll get right into the house. For those of you who are parents, grandparents, of course you want what's best for the children. As you're guiding them toward career choices, you might consider this career choice for them. Do you know who has the longest vacation of any worker in the world? Santa Claus. Enough of that. We'll go from the silly to the serious. Can we start by each of us asking ourselves, what gift could I give to Jesus this Christmas? What gift could I give to Jesus this Christmas? Can we pause for a moment, please, so each of us could tell Jesus what Christmas gift we're going to give to him. Christmas story. One day, the devil figured out that God was able to do such good things by merely sending them. So, for example, God said, let there be light. And there was light. God said, let there be birds, fish, cattle, other animals. And so it was. The same with the sun, the moon, and the stars. God said it, and it happened. So one day, when God wasn't looking, the devil tied up his tongue so God could no longer speak. And every day, for eons and eons, the devil would taunt God because God could not speak. Then one day, God held up one finger to the devil. And the devil knew that that meant that God wanted to say one word. The devil figured no harm could come from just one word. So the devil loosened God's tongue. God said, Jesus. Jesus. And the devil was defeated from that moment on. The Word became flesh, made his dwelling among us. The Word forgave all of us, all of our sins. The Word restored to us our inheritance. Heaven. Because you and I believe this, we can indeed